this is Father Frank Pavone, Director of Priests for Life, and I am delighted to be able to wish you a happy Easter on this greatest day of our Christian faith, the greatest day of the Church's year. Christ truly is risen, and he has conquered not only his own death, but the entire kingdom of death. This indeed is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and are glad. The Church's liturgy explodes with alleluias and with festive songs and bells, and brothers and sisters, with great reason. Because the ancient curse which sin has brought into the world today is broken. The ancient cause of sorrow, the web that is woven over all nations, as the prophet Isaiah said, has now been lifted. Death has been destroyed forever. The wonderful feast of Easter is based on an historical fact that Jesus Christ, of his own power, after he was truly crucified, truly died, and was truly buried, rose from the tomb. We hear it expressed in different ways. Christ rose from the dead. Christ was raised from the dead. The reality is the same, because the power of Christ, by which he rose on his own power, is the same as the power of the Father who raised him from the dead. In other words, it's two different ways of saying the very same thing. And when we say he rose from the dead, we don't just mean that his memory was kept alive, or that his spirit continued through the centuries, or that churches were built in his honor and songs were sung in his praise. What we mean is that the very same body that was nailed to the cross and laid in the tomb was alive again on Easter morning. That the very same heart which had stopped beating upon the cross and which was pierced with a lance was on Easter day beating again. That the very same lungs which had breathed forth his spirit on the cross were now breathing again. Christ physically, really, and truly was alive again on Easter day and is alive until this very day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and are glad. You know, sometimes people may think that the apostles on Easter day were engaged in some sort of wishful thinking or hallucination that Christ had risen from the dead. But when we read the account in the Gospels of what happened, we see that that was the farthest thing from the truth. The women, actually, who went to anoint the body of Jesus on Easter morning, because it had been a very hasty burial on Friday, the day before the Sabbath, were actually the first ones to see him alive. And they were the ones who went and told the apostles that he had been risen from the dead. Now, if they were engaged in some sort of wishful thinking, then when they heard the announcement of the women that Jesus was alive, they would have said, "Hallelujah, this is just as we expected, this is just as we wanted, let's go out and start telling the world." Is that what they did? In reality, what we read is that the first Easter morning was a morning of doubt. When the women came back and told them that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive, the apostles said, "We will not believe it." They refused to believe. As a matter of fact, when Jesus himself first did appear to him later that night, the Gospels tell us that he took the apostles to task. He rebuked them for their stubbornness of heart and their refusal to believe the message that the women had brought. Brothers and sisters, today he is alive. He is risen. And when we say that he is risen, we don't only mean that he has conquered his own death. That is true enough. But what we're celebrating today is the fact that he has conquered our death. He has conquered your death. He has overturned the entire kingdom of death. When Christians go to church today on Easter and celebrate with great joy the resurrection, they are not just going to church to congratulate Jesus for rising from the dead. They're going to church to celebrate the hope that Jesus' resurrection gives to them. Thanks to what happened today, we will rise from the dead. thanks to Jesus coming out of the tomb, we will rise from our tombs. We will inherit the eternal life that today he has. That, in fact, is the purpose for which he rose from the dead. Because we read in the Gospel of John, when Jesus prays for his disciples, a beautiful prayer in the 17th chapter of John's Gospel, he says to the Father, he refers to the glory that he had with the Father before the world began. Jesus was in the glory of heaven before the world was even created. Why did he have to go through his suffering, his death, his burial, and then rise from the dead and ascend back into heaven? He did it not for himself, he did it for us, so that he could take us with him. This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad, because for you, thanks to Easter, death is not the end of your personal story. The last word of the last sentence of the last chapter of your life and of mine is not, will not be, cannot be death. He did not make us for the grave. He did not create us to decay in the earth. He made us for the heights of heaven. He made us to live forever. Christ is risen from the dead. O risen Lord, shine on us today with the hope of resurrection. And let your resurrection burn away forever the sadness, the fear, the sorrow that comes into our life because of sin and death. Help us today to rise with you and to celebrate your life forever. Brothers and sisters, Christ is risen from the dead. Happy Easter.